We are back on the local beat with O'Brien. It is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to bring us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
Just fine, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. A couple of stories I wanted to talk with you about here this morning. This first one comes from your colleague, Kevin Martin, and a little more of a serious story from Kevin here. As an Elyria Wastewater Department employee is being accused of harassing Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield and his children at a city walking tour. So, Dave, what the heck went on here?
Yeah, back on August 8th, city officials were hosting a walking tour. The Black River Reservation is part of their Our Elyria comprehensive land use plan. Basically what had happened was employee Carl Spanos is accused of taking pictures of the mayor and two of his daughters when the mayor got out of a passenger van provided by the city. And Spanos continued to take these photos as the mayor got out, even after the mayor asked him not to. And then as Mayor Frank Whitfield started putting his children into his personal vehicle, Spanos continued to take photos, again, as the mayor asked him to stop. This was taken into a meeting between Safety Service Director Matt Lundy, Human Resources Director Gene Yusefi, Spanos, and a union representative on Spanos' behalf. And Lundy, in a letter, alleged that Spanos made dishonest statements about what exactly happened. Quote, you said you did not know the individual you were taking pictures of was the mayor. You then said you took pictures because you thought it was a grievance that a non-union member was driving the van. These statements are not consistent with one another, nor are they consistent with your conduct and statements during the August 8th incident. So Mayor Whitfield has declined to comment. Kevin reached out to representatives from the union, which is Elyria American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 277, which did not return a request for comment. Spanos also could not be reached for comment. So this situation, we will see what is happening. This apparently is an ongoing investigation, but harassment and intimidation are obviously serious allegations. Again, just allegations at this point, but discipline could include Mr. Spanos losing his job if that is where this goes. So we'll continue to keep an eye out on it. Again, just allegations at this point, but certainly and in election season as well, certainly serious statements being made in that case.
Yeah, a very interesting one here from Kevin Martin. And again, I encourage our listeners to check out more. This one was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, also up at ChronicleT.com. We'll continue to follow along with that investigation. Like you said, Dave, just allegations, as of now. But, of course, we'll follow along with that investigation and see if anything comes of it. Let's head on over to Avon Lake now, Dave. Maybe not now. How about April 2024, as we will have the eclipse come to town? Well, I guess not come to town, but in town. You'll have one of the best views of this total solar eclipse. Dave, what's Avon Lake going to be looking like in a couple of months from now?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say you will be able to see the eclipse from Avon Lake. And we are looking at perhaps many thousands of eclipse watchers passing through our area, passing across the southern shore of Lake Erie. In particular, Avon Lake is said to be one of the better places to be able to see this. I know I have a friend down in Florida. Shout out to Matt, who is extremely interested in this. And I said, hey, if you want to come on up and see the see the North Coast, the South Shore of Lake Erie, please, by all means, do come on up and do that. But be forewarned, there are going to be thousands of people up here. It's said that this is a once in a lifetime experience. That last time it happened was in 1806. Next time it may happen is in the 2400s, as in the year 2444.
Oh my.
So we are not expecting it to happen again. All of us will be long gone by that time. So there is certainly a lot of planning going into this. Different community agencies, the city, city council, recreation director, telling Avon Lake City Council in Owen McMillan's story, again, that it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, the April 8th, 2024 could be the biggest event Avon Lake has ever seen in its history. The Avon Lake police are getting ready to handle traffic. People coming into town. The watch parties are potentially being put together. Hopefully, the main event being Avon Lake Schools at the Memorial Stadium, and city working with its neighbors, in Bay Village, and kind of limiting bike and pedestrian traffic, limiting other kinds of traffic. Mayor Greg Zoka saying that the Cleveland Clinic would not be holding any elective surgeries on April 8th, 2024, and has recommended to other healthcare providers maybe have a similar policy as well. So plans ramping up. I mean, less than a year away. And a committee is being formed to handle preparation and planning as proposed by Councilman Dave Koss. So, yeah, we'll everybody get ready. I know that Lorain County EMA has had earlier on declared some plans and some preparation for this particular event. We've reported on that in the past. You can read Owen's entire story at chroniclet.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. That was in Tuesday's paper.
Yeah, definitely check this out. I mean, it's going to be very, very busy in Avon Lake, to say the least, a couple of months from now for that total solar eclipse. We got a countdown timer on the WEOL website if you want to follow along for when that day eventually comes. But again, it is set for April 8th, 2024. And perhaps for the kids, if you're not interested in the solar eclipse, no school that day in Avon Lake. So how about that? Very, very cool indeed. Again, more on that in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Owen McMillan had the latest. Again, pick up a Chronicle or find it online at ChronicleT.com. As again, we're talking this morning with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. It's the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Kevin, all your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, a bunch of stuff from myself, a bunch of stuff out of court. Also, it is County Commissioner's meeting week, so you will read about that. Also, Lorain County Bar Association handing out a significant number of awards, four or five awards on its 100th anniversary gala on September 30th. So you'll read more about that. And also back with Avon Lake, Owen working on preview for Avon Lake Beer Fest. So a lot of fun happening in Avon Lake in the next couple of months, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Football team in full swing as well right now. So Shoreman Country is popping, as the kids say, or maybe I'm outdating myself with that phrase anymore. Who knows? I'm not as hip as I once was, Dave. So before we get you out of here, we got to close with the segment that we always close with, one of my favorite times of the week. What do you got for this week's Scanner Story?
Yeah. Well, content warning for anybody who's a little squeamish. Hopefully everything worked out with this particular person. But again, going over to our friends at Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, we have this call from August 20th from Garfield Heights, and I apologize for laughing. Again, hopefully this person is completely okay, but. A woman apparently inadvertently stabbed herself in the stomach with a knife. The knife is still there, and she's been instructed by 911 dispatchers not to try to extract it herself.
Oh no, that's that. She Mike Myers'd herself. That's not what you want to do. That's Well, you don't want to Mike Myers anybody, but especially not yourself. I mean that. Oh dear. Yeah. Oh, me being on the squeamish side. That one hurt.
And I cannot stress this enough. Look, I am no medical expert. I am not a healthcare worker. I am not a healthcare expert. But it is exceedingly important that you remember, if ever in the future you end up accidentally stabbing yourself, or being stabbed, or otherwise, again, pardon for the squeamish out there, impaled on a piece of something that is sharp. Do not remove it yourself. Allow the professionals to do this in a medical setting where they can care for you properly. If anybody ever watched True Stories of the ER, there's a great episode that was on, I think, TLC or one of those other channels back in the day. Still reruns late at night. There was a fantastic episode where this was very important because the knife was in the man's heart. And he was still alive and talking, and I believe he survived, but
oh my gosh.
Do not any circumstances remove that item.
Wow. Wow. So not only do we get the scanner story, we get medical update of the week, courtesy of Dave O'Brien here. That's what
Dr. O'Brien, I am not. But again, follow experts, follow expert advice on this, and do not remove any item that has become stuck in you without the help of a medical professional.
Boy, Halloween come early on this week's scanner story. I tell you what, goodness gracious. Well, entertaining yet squeamish scanner story this week, Dave, but a good one nonetheless. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the Chronicle-Telegram, pick up a copy of that Chronicle-Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online over at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. I do greatly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
All right, you do the same, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.